AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Hillary Clinton has announced her bid to be the nation's 45th president. The former Secretary of State now closing the curtains on months of speculation over whether or not she'd run, and she's kicking off with a low-key campaign rollout, one that over the coming days will include small meetings with people who live in early voting states. Political analyst Larry Sabato says it's an unusual way to roll out a campaign, but Clinton can pull it off because she's so familiar.
She can do it in this incremental way, electronic way, with meetings across the country in swing states like Iowa with a handful of voters. And it appears more natural for her.
And again, if you're just tuning in, Hillary Clinton has ended months of speculation on her potential presidential bid and formally thrown her hat into the race. In the Republican field, Marco Rubio expected to launch his presidential candidacy tomorrow. The 43-year-old first-term senator from Florida is expected to make the announcement in Miami, setting him up for a head-to-head competition with his mentor, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. The Obama administration is trying to beat back a move by lawmakers that would require congressional approval to ease sanctions on Iran. Speaking today on CBS's Face the Nation, Secretary of State John Kerry says critics of the emerging nuclear deal should be patient.
I think people need to hold their fire, let us negotiate without interference, and be able to complete the job over the course of the next 2.5 months.
On Tuesday, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee is set to debate the measure that would give Congress a say on any deal. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, meantime, urging the U.S. to lift sanctions on Iran not by a certain date, but only after the country demonstrates changes in its behavior. This is AP Radio News. Police in Tennessee say they've caught rapper Nelly with meth. AP correspondent Margie Zaraletta has more.
A better deal would link the lifting of...
The lack of a sticker led to a drug bust on Nelly's tour bus. The Tennessee Highway Patrol says troopers pulled over Nelly's tour bus Saturday morning because it did not have a required U.S. Department of Transportation sticker. The Highway Patrol says troopers smelled marijuana and searched the bus. The troopers say they found a small amount of marijuana, drug paraphernalia, and 5 rocks that tested positive for meth, as well as numerous handguns. Nelly was released from jail on a $10,000 bond. He's due in court June 19th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The city of Cleveland is looking to charge a mom with child endangerment after officials say she dangled her 2-year-old son over the railing of the cheetah exhibit at the zoo. The boy was treated for bumps and bruises. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.